Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve as one of the pastors here at LifePoint Church. Grateful that you would take time out of your day to check out the DraftCast today. Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we kicked off our Now Playing series, where we looked at the movie The Fantastic Four and how that connects to Philippians chapter 2. One of the main themes from the movie that I found compelling was this idea of sacrifice. And how sacrifice is absolutely necessary to accomplish anything of lasting significance. I mean, think about it. In all of human history, what lasting good has ever been accomplished without sacrifice? What victory was won? What evil was defeated? What prize was awarded? What goal was accomplished? What possession acquired? What lasting good has ever been accomplished without sacrifice? I mean, think about your own life. Think about what it took to restore that broken relationship. What it took to have more influence in your vocation. Think about the sacrifice that it took to get healthier. The steps that you took to get better from an emotional and mental standpoint. Sacrifice has marked everything and every great human achievement and every step we've ever taken in our lives. So why would God's greatest mission come any other way? Is there anything more significant than what Jesus accomplished through his sacrifice? And so that's the call that we have on our lives. To put it in kind of a simple form from Philippians chapter 2, the church is a family formed by the self-giving love of Jesus and sent to live that same sacrificial love for one another and for the world. So the church is a family that's formed by the self-giving love of Jesus that's sent to live that same sacrificial love for one another and for the world. What I love about the movie is that they're not just a team. The Fantastic Four is not just a team. They're a family. They literally make up a husband and wife team with a child, and Sue's brother is on the team. And so they're literally a family. And that connection, that familial connection that they have, actually helps to serve their mission. And it's the same way with the church. Because we are family, we are willing to sacrifice for one another. There's very few people that will get you out of bed in the middle of the night, but family is one of those. Even if you don't like your family or you have a crazy uncle, you'll still get out of bed in the middle of the night. Why? Because they're family. And so I think there's a powerful connection between sacrifice and our collective identity as family. We can sacrifice for each other because we have that kind of relationship. But it's also helpful to understand that this idea of sacrifice, our willingness to sacrifice, comes from the self-giving love of Jesus. Because Jesus has loved us sacrificially, and that becomes not just his example to emulate, but it becomes the pattern, the template for how we live our lives. We are also called to this self-giving kind of love. Which brings us to this idea of being sent to live that same sacrificial love into the world. There's this vision that we see in Philippians chapter 2 that after Jesus has sacrificed his life and been raised from the dead, that there's coming this future day that he becomes worthy of all that he's accomplished, and every knee bows and every tongue confesses that he is Lord in heaven and in earth. So we get this future view that this Christianity thing is going somewhere, that we're not just living life haphazardly, but that we're actually a part of something that's shaping the world and shaping history. And it's an amazing reality that we get to belong to something so amazing. And so we think about sacrifice, and what is God calling you to sacrifice? As you reflect on that in this moment, I just want to encourage you to sacrifice and be willing to leverage things in your life for whatever supports that future vision of the kingdom of God, where every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord. Like, give your life and be willing to sacrifice for that vision and whatever contributes to it. So when you think about your own life, what is God calling you to sacrifice for his kingdom? Where can you leverage sacrifice in your marriage, in your family? What does that look like for you? What does sacrifice at work for the kingdom of God look like? What gifts and resources and abilities and your education, what do you have that God would maybe put his finger on and say, sacrifice in this area contributes to that future vision where every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord? And I think we can do that with confidence, because Jonathan Edwards says, because of Jesus, all our bad things turn out for good. All our good things can never be lost, and the best is yet to come. Well, thanks again for joining us for the DriveCast today. I'm going to say a prayer for us and then give you a moment to pray as well. Lord, thank you so much for your sacrifice, for the sacrifice of Jesus that makes all the difference in our lives. May we now move out into the world in the same self-sacrificial love like Jesus to the world and to those that we know and influence. And we pray all this in the name of our Savior, Jesus. Amen. You take a minute and think about and reflect, what is God encouraging you to take a step in? As Pastor Dean said a few weeks ago, what's that 1% sacrifice you can make this year in one area of your life, in a couple areas of your life, that contributes to that future vision? Thanks again for joining us for the DriveCast. We hope you'll come back tomorrow for another episode. God bless.